News analyst Daniel Schorr notes that the latest round of Mideast talks comes as the White House is changing hands. But he says that doesn't necessarily mean the negotiations have to be interrupted.
As President Clinton's days in office wind down to a precious few, he is unable to let go of his Middle East peacemaking mission, stuck at a point heartbreakingly close to success. Yasser Arafat had little trouble finessing the deadline of last Wednesday that the president had set for acceptance of his parameters for negotiation. The Palestinian leader, unsure of how much resistance from his people, how much support from the Arab states, wangled yet one more invitation to Washington for yet one more round of clarification. Prime Minister Barak, who had conditionally signed on to the Clinton outline, was under heavy electoral pressure to withdraw to a policy of physical separation from the West Bank, with the building of a fence already started. Barak is no longer indicating willingness to cede sovereignty over Jerusalem's Temple Mount. The deadline of last Wednesday was based on a rough calculation of how long it would take under the best of circumstances to organize a summit meeting and press ahead to the long-dreamed-of final status agreement. This would be the shining jewel in the Clinton legacy to compensate for many disappointments. As a way of convincing the parties that the train was leaving the station and this was their last chance to board, the deadline has failed. The question is beginning to be discussed in the White House of what happens if the peace talks show some signs of picking up steam, but with no prospect of being completed by January the 20th. The Bush team, with no enthusiasm for inheriting the Middle East crisis, has been content to stand aside while the Clinton team struggled with it. That deference could last beyond Inauguration Day. There is at least one precedent for leaving unfinished business to be completed by an outgoing administration. When Iran released the 52 American hostages on Inauguration Day 1981 as a deliberate snub to the Carter administration, President Reagan passed up the opportunity to be the first to welcome them and asked ex-President Carter to fly to Frankfurt to receive them on behalf of the American people. That was a symbolic gesture to a president who had been tormented by the 444 days of occupation of the American embassy in Tehran. But it is not inconceivable, if Middle East negotiations show signs of progress before January the 20th, that Mr. Clinton could be asked by President Bush to finish the job. This is Daniel Schorr.